Okay, it's that time of the week where we shine the spotlight onto a local organisation doing good work in the community. And this week we welcome back to the show Ladles of Love, who, of course, we all know do extraordinary work providing food to thousands of homeless people living on the streets of Cape Town, as well as food insecure communities outside of the city. And, of course, their efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic have been quite remarkable too. Well, now the organisation is launching the Realise a Dream competition for young food producing entrepreneurs. And joining me to tell us all about it is Alison McCutcheon, who's the marketing director for Ladles of Love. A very good morning to you, Alison. Lovely to have you on the show.
Good morning, Sarah Jane, and good morning, listeners.
Listen, for those people who've been living under a rock for the last few years, tell us a little bit more about what you do in the organisation, a bit of background.
Well, Ladles of Love began nearly 7 years ago and started more in the feeding of the homeless from a soup kitchen in Rowland Street. But obviously with the pandemic, we had to ramp up our energies in the biggest way. So last week we had provided meals or food to over 300 soup kitchens, and we've totaled 15 million meals provided since the beginning of lockdown.
That's extraordinary. That's phenomenal. What have been your biggest challenges, Alison, since the start of the pandemic?
I think, you know, for us, it is providing support to community soup kitchens and understanding the needs of the women, mostly women that are provided. They've opened their homes or their garages or literally the pavement outside their homes where they've started these soup kitchens. So finding the burners, finding giant pots, and constantly keeping those pots full by providing them with bulk produce. So the constant fundraising is a challenge, is to keep the pots full, obviously costs money.
Yeah.
So we buy bulk food, huge, huge bulk food. So we are currently at Grand West, our distribution centre, in 2,600 square metres. And that's literally filled with butternuts, carrots, potatoes, onions, and then soup mixes. And then the MPOs come and collect from us. So their challenges are things like fuel, transport, gas. So it's never ending. The lines are getting longer and the challenges are tough.
Alison, do you get support from corporates?
We do get support from corporate, not as much as we'd like to because it takes time to get through all the different channels you have to go to access the funding.
Yeah.
We've recently got help from the city and Western Cape government, which has been most welcome. But all that starts winding down now, as does the SASSA grants and tours. So it's really going to be tough out there from the end of May.
And then in terms of donations from individuals, from members of the public, what have been the patterns, particularly in respect of the pandemic? Because people, we don't have as much money, a lot of us. People were losing their jobs.
No.
There just isn't the availability. And as much as people may want to give, they simply may not be in a position to do that.
So this has been the fascinating thing at Ladles. One of our trustees' family came up with a sandwich drive last year, and we've literally had, I think, 4.5 million sandwiches and nearly 500,000 hard-boiled eggs. So when people were really suffering during the middle of lockdown, when the kids had nothing to do, people started making sandwiches at home. So whether you could afford to make two sandwiches, a bag of sandwiches, or a couple of boiled eggs. So it wasn't only cash contributions. People gave of their time. They've been enormously generous in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the Realise a Dream competition. Where did the idea come from, and what can the entrants win?
Well, I think, we sit with a massive youth unemployment problem in South Africa. And with Youth Day coming up, we had to find a way where we could address two things. One, creation of jobs, and secondly, look at how we could start securing food, because we're primarily a feeding scheme. But if you look at it from a long-term view or perspective, you have to start addressing providing food locally within communities more readily. So hence we came up with the concept of Realise a Dream, which is looking at supporting young food or chefs that are entrepreneurs that are cooking, baking, or making some kind of food product to survive. And how do we help them grow these small enterprises so that they have an impact on not only their family's finances, but usually it impacts the whole community surrounding them, because they need people to help them in the kitchens, they need people to help sell. So if we could start growing these small enterprises with this initiative, which we call RAD, because it's cool for you there. So that's how it came about. And we launched the competition on the 13th of May, and the closing date for entries is the 31st of May. And literally you have to be between 18 and 34 years old with the SAID document, and have the right attitude, you know, be goal-oriented. And it's helpful if they've got a smartphone and have had some experience in kitchens as either trainee or apprentice. Mm. And then our prizes are all related to helping that enterprise be the best it can be. So setting them up for success with training, with capital equipment that's geared towards their particular business, if they're a baker, you know, those dough hooks, et cetera, whatever they might need. And so we've had huge generosity from the corporate sector. Grand West put up amazing prizes for us in the terms of paying for the training that is done by Over the Rainbow. And so we really, and Makers Landing are going to incubate, which is at the V&A waterfront. So we've had, I think our prize pool's up to about 600,000-700,000 now.
Tell us who you've got on board to help judge the competition. You've got some big names.
Yes. Well, we've got Mohadi Etswin. And Mohadi is one of our trustees, and she's a food activist, chef, and a food entrepreneur. So she's going to head up the judging panel. And then we've got Zola Nene. And as you know, she's a cookbook author, TV chef, and a food stylist.
Yep, she was on the show earlier in the year.
Yeah, exactly. And then Abigail Donnelly, she's the Test magazine food editor. And so she's been fantastic in helping us come up the criteria. You know, she's been involved with the Eat Out Awards and a big foodie. And then we've got Eloise Matest, she's PR and promotions from Grand West. So we try to combine sort of people involved in entrepreneurship and PR and marketing and business.
What will the judges be looking for? What will they be assessing the entrance on, Alison?
So what ideally we want people that have already got a product, that have developed a product. It doesn't have to be fine-tuned or bulked up with it, but having that kind of innovative approach to it, where they've looked at making something where there's a need for that product. The people that are entrepreneurial spirited, they've got the right attitude, they're determined, they're driven, they've got a sense of purpose and their why, as it were. And then the people that have got the vision to see where it could be, where it could go if they had the right help. I mean, most young entrepreneurs, you phone somewhere and ask for equipment or for support, and it's really, really hard to get the kind of support they need. So we're hoping to provide them the support and enable them to be successful young businesses.
We're on the line with Alison McCutcheon, who is the marketing director for Ladles of Love. And she's telling us this morning about the organisation's new Realise a Dream or RAD competition for young food producing entrepreneurs. Alison, there's a few days left. As you say, entries close on the 31st of July. How do people enter? Presumably go to your website or Facebook page?
Yes, you go to ladlesoflove.org.za and you'll see the Realise a Dream page, and you just click on the entry form and it gives you all the criteria. And then another big aspect of it is the investment. We're wanting to do more and more. So we'll be helping about 11, 12 young entrepreneurs, three of which will be winners, but all of them will go into our incubation for 5-6 days at Makers Landing before their pitches.
Fantastic.
But to do more of that, obviously the investment in our enterprise development program is hugely welcome from individual givers. Every cent counts, or corporates that want to partner with us. And that can be done via our website or just reaching out to us at info@ladlesoflove.co.za.
Okay, there we go. If you Okay, if you are listening in now and you think that you might be able to support Ladles of Love, particularly in respect of this competition, of course, then you can get in touch. info@ladlesoflove.org.za. Alison, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And we thank you once again for the incredible work that you do in Cape Town and surrounding areas. And this is the RAD competition. Entries are still open for another few days. They close on the 31st of May. Why not give it a shot if this sounds like something that you could be interested in, or perhaps you know somebody who you think, this sounds right up their alley, then send them to ladlesoflove.org.za. Alison, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you, Sarah Jane.